I don't dress well, though. I don't mean here in this position as a humble radio talk show grunt. But I mean even when I, in the past, have gone out and spent oodles on threads. I always look dumb. I'm unable to buy clothes well. What looks good? Thank you, Rick. I am cute. I agree with you, my son. And so I transcend the disheveled sartorial appearance. Well, I ought to tell the story about the time I bought the banana suit. One of the most embarrassing times of my life. Went out and bought a banana suit. I think I will tell that story. Let me give you the numbers to call if you want to keep me from telling that story. Pinellas, St. Pete, 39212. Oh, it's awful. 1218. Pinellas, St. Pete. Hillsboro, Tampa. These are all toll-free. Hillsboro, Tampa. 224-0057. If you want to add your voice to an already established luster of thought. Sarasota, Bradenton, Manatee, 746-0057. I was in love. Boy, was I in love. This has been about 6 years ago. Maybe seven. I had not yet met my young and lovely wife. I was in love, though, with a little thing. I was maddened. It was one of those situations where I'd lost all emotional control. She had me, I mean, talk about leading the puppy dog around. I was worse than that. I'd lost my mind. It was not love, it was obsession. I don't know whether any of you have ever experienced that agony on earth, but I was going through it at the time. And yeah, I was a grown man, keep in mind. And she said, "You must come to church with me every Sunday." And I said, "I'll be delighted." Little tiny church, wee little Presbyterian church. She said, "You must come every Sunday to church." And I said, "I'll be doing." She said, "But," she said, "that one suit you own will not suffice, David." I said, "Oh." She said, "No, go buy a new suit, please." This was on a Friday. She said, "Buy a new suit, please, and meet me at church Sunday, and then we'll have lunch after this." I said, "Oh, thank you. My heart palpitating, beating wildly. I went out. And I have a bad habit, let me add, of wearing, as Rick, my producer, will tell you, wearing sunglasses all the time. It's a terrible habit. I don't even realize I have them on most of the time. And I did something dumb. I'd not bought a suit for I don't know how many years, being in radio. But I went out the next day on a Saturday, and I went to a major department store in this given city, not even thinking about having my sunglasses on. I went up to the grab-it-and-wear-it rack. It was an HIS suit. You may be familiar with that brand name, nothing too expensive, but nicely tailored, an HIS suit, and it was a subtle beige. I thought that's something that would befit me in church with my love of the day. And I bought this subtle beige suit. I tried on the coat. The slacks measurements were right. I held them up and said, "Oh, they're going to fit like a dream." Didn't even try them on. As it turned out, they fit perfectly. The beige suit coat fit wonderfully. I tried on the coat and took it over. Bought it right then and there. Clerk wrapped it up. I paid him. I think it was $90. I then bought a pair of brown loafers to go with it, forgetting all the while that I was wearing my sunglasses. I got the suit back to the humble apartment in which I was barely surviving. Hung it up in the closet back in my dark bedroom. Didn't even have a window in the bedroom. Real crummy joint. But as I say, I was in radio. Next morning I get up, go in, clean up, shave, all of that, come out into the darkened bedroom, put on my beige suit with my brown loafers. And I thought the one dress shirt I had would be perfectly compatible as to color. It was a light blue, and I had a dark blue tie. So there I am, light blue shirt, dark blue tie, beige suit, brown loafers. Didn't look bad, right? I came walking out of the apartment, and right beside it was a convenience store. This is Sunday morning at about 10:15. Brilliant, sunny Sunday morning. And as I'm walking to my truck, I glance, and I don't have my sunglasses on yet. As I'm walking to my truck, I glance into the window of the convenience store, and I saw this guy dressed like a brilliant yellow banana. It was unbelievable. This suit was yellow. It wasn't beige, it was yellow. I mean, it looked like a Chiquita banana ad. I stopped and looked at myself. I said, "Oh, Lord, help me. I can't go meet this young thing at her church wearing his yellow suit, and I looked down at my loafers without my sunglasses, and I really, when I'd put them on up in my darkened bedroom, they looked okay. They were orange. Now, I'm not making this up. I had on a yellow suit, orange loafers with a blue shirt and tie, and I'm going to go meet the love of my life at church. Young thing from a very conservative family, I might add. I will never forget, I parked about half a block from the church. I'm heading down the sidewalk, and she pulled up on down below, and as she's heading toward the front door of the church, she sees me coming along, Mr. Banana. And she stopped dead still and just stared at me, shaking her head. I could see the disgust she stared. I got up to her. She said, "What have you done now?" And I tried to bluff my way through. "You know, what do you mean? What's the matter?" She said, "That's the most god-awful." She said, "Where did you get..." She said, "Well, come on inside," but she said, "Please promise me you'll never wear that suit." So I had to sit in church with her friends, right, wearing my banana suit, orange shoes. I trashed it that afternoon. We went and had lunch, and people stared at me. That's it. It was brilliant yellow. "Look, it's Mr. Banana. Say, I'll take a bunch, fella." 354 here at WPLP. I know those of you who have led, and most of you have led, somewhat staid, conservative lives, and you can't understand things that have happened to me. Primarily during my, these many years, my years in broadcasting, you don't understand what this business does to you. You cannot understand a grown man buying a banana yellow suit. I understand that you do not understand. Some of you don't believe it. It is true. Why would I admit to something so stupid? Because it happened. And if you're wondering, what about the relationship? I think that was what triggered the end of the relationship, the yellow suit Sunday. Because it went downhill from there. 2-3 more weeks, maybe, as best I remember, of that great rampaging love, and that was it. She'd had it with me. Just another broadcast fool. I know, though, that not being in this business, you can't begin to conceive of such silliness in a grown man's life, can you? But it's... Well, see, we're bombarded with various radio waves when we work here in a station, and they begin to disturb the thought process, so you go out and do crazy stuff like that.